All right, welcome back. I mean, first part of the episode. We haven't done this before.
The picture in the middle needs to change if we're starting from the stops.
Shh.
But...
It's a good picture.
It's a great picture.
It is a great picture.
It's our guest, Miss Bandit. So, you know, that's how we got going. I'm your host, John Dondero. We're back this week. We haven't had any technical difficulties or anything. There was no glitches. There was no weird mic incidents with, you know, freezing cameras or stuff like that.
Not one.
Not a single one. We are joined today with our lovely co-host, Mr. Nev, who's not Shep, and not a disembodied voice. And our lovely guest, Miss Bandit. And we're here to talk about the wonderful fetish of pantyhose. Woo! Once again, it's like we never left.
You didn't hear this intro before.
This intro has never happened.
It's brand new.
And if you're listening to the audio podcast, which comes out tomorrow, or today, right now, live, we had some technical difficulties. We had some camera freezes, some audio freezes. We required an entire reboot. I fired a guy. He's now jobless. He cried. It was horrible. Anyway, let's get into this fetish. This is a very, very, very popular fetish. Would everyone here agree, right? Very mainstream. And believe it or not, people who don't have this fetish have no idea it's a fetish. Like, I guarantee if you just walked up to someone and said, hey, I have a fetish for pantyhose. Like, some woman or man on the street, they'd be like, that's a thing? But if you Google pantyhose, I'm going to tell you right now, the first thing you can pop up with is porn. I know. I did it.
Oh, it's because it was on the internet.
Oh, internet is for porn. Miss Bandit. Do you mind if I call you Miss Bandit? Because I just like saying Miss. Or does that make you feel
fine.
Old? Okay. I don't want to make anyone feel old by calling them Miss. Shep hates it when I call him Miss. What got you started into this kink?
What got me started was just an innocent scrolling of the internet, Instagram, and seeing people pedicures and whatnot, and, you know, guys commenting like, oh, that's so hot, like, you have the perfect toes, and it just struck me as odd. I was like, what? I was like, perfect toes? So I started looking more into it and, like, going on to, like, subreddits and all, seeing that people were actually, like, into these things. Like, guys just go crazy for nylons and women wearing high saw, all these different things. But if you go to, like a kink store or something, you see a lot of, like, high socks, decorated nylons and all that. It's very popular.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nev, did you know this was a fetish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like I said, people in the fetish community know it is. But, you know, like I said, a lot of people just aren't aware it's a fetish. So they go around every day wearing pantyhose going, I have no idea how many people I'm turning on right now. We're out there. We see you. I've been to websites where people just take pictures of you, and it's creepy, but that's okay. No judgments from this podcast. We don't judge unless you're really creepy about it. So people who are wondering, who are listening or watching, who have no idea what we actually talk about when we say pantyhose, a lot of people think thigh highs or stockings. Like, that's what they think of. But, like, this is actually, like, regular granny-style pantyhose that go all the way up to your waist. They make your butt look shiny. It's fantastic. Or, you know, and not, like I said, it's not just limited to this. I know most people with fetishes have a very broad, very tight set of what they like. Some people prefer stockings over pantyhose. Some people prefer pantyhose over stockings. And we're going to get into all the different types. And here we go. Look at this. We're going to catch right back up to where we were. stocking, sty highs. And this is our lovely Miss Bandit from her Instagram. It was a great set. So if you want to see more awesome sets like this, please visit her on Instagram, because it's the bees slash knees, because bees don't have knees.
That was actually a pretty high request doing that one, because I wore a lot of black pantyhose, and a lot of people were actually like specific about their color. They didn't want pink, they didn't want fishnet, they wanted nude pantyhose. And I was like, I'll give it to you. You need new pantyhose? I got you.
Absolutely. The one thing I found, and this is something I'm very guilty of, we all have our favorite color. And there are three big colors. The black, which mine, love black. Nude, suntan. And I honestly have, you know, I think you can really kind of see where their fetish developed from what color they prefer. You know, when you think black, you think evil goth, you know, villainous. The boss wears black pantyhose when she sits at her desk and, you know, crosses her legs. With nude pantyhose, it actually is a very Oedipus thing. It's most people's moms wore nude pantyhose. That's what they remember. And with suntan, you had an old lady fetish. These are just assumptions. I could be 100% wrong. Do not at me saying, John, you are horribly wrong. Those are my theories. As always, I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a professional. I am an idiot with pink hair who works in a library.
So you're either into authoritative women, your mom, or your grandma. Okay.
I mean, if Oedipus was, not Oedipus, Freud was here, I think he would agree. I think he would be like, yes. Oedipus
yes.
complex everywhere. Now, I mean, honestly, double points for our third authoritative moms. Yes, 100%. Miss K said double points for that. No, like I said, I don't know exactly where Penny's fetish really forms in the brain, because like I said, so many people have it. It's like one of those things are, how do you originated from? Please, for the love of God, don't tell me you guys can't hear me.
I can hear you so far.
But you're frozen.
Screw it, we're doing it live. This, you know, one particular fetish, I think it, one, depends on when you grew up, because pinup girls were absolutely a thing. And they always wore the, you know, thigh-high stockings. And they were on the side of everything. From World War II planes to Coke. And then, you know, you had the 60s when miniskirts came out. And anybody who lived in a northern state absolutely had wore pantyhose. So it was like, bam, there it is. You also have, what are some other examples? Because I'm drawing a blank now.
Well, a lot of people, you know, like the nurses' outfits, and that includes, you know, the nude panties, the light-colored ones.
The older ones,
people like.
And, of course, fishnets. And those who don't, they all have their favorite type. It's either regular pantyhose, thigh highs, or stockings, fishnets. I can't stand fishnets. They give me a headache when I look at them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And they're not soft. You ever actually touch fishnet?
Yeah.
It's like touching a fishing net.
Hence the name fishnet.
They get annoying when they're like the really bright colors. When you look at them, it's hard to look at. But
now, there's also the combinations.
Mr. Nylon in our chat says their fishnets are good for layering, and I can actually agree with that. I've seen some really, really awesome photos with like fishnets on top of like colored tights. That looks cool. So, Awesome. Yeah, and
or have some nude stockings and or nude, you know, thigh highs and then some fishnets. Yeah.
See, I believe my fetish stem from because this is actually one of my fetishes of the mini list I have. I think it stemmed from two things. One, I'm a raccoon. I love shiny. Oh, shiny, yes, give it to me. That, and I suffer from ADHD, and one of the biggest problems I have with ADHD was hypersensitivity. I don't like skin-on-skin contact. It's weird. Like, it automatically, somewhere in the back of my nervous system, if you put skin-on-skin contact with me, I get filled with anxiety. And probably really bad when I was hitting that age of development, when, you know, my hormones started kicking and my boy was like, "What's up? I work now. Congratulations." So it just kind of boiled into that.
So that really works for you, since it's not directly on the skin. You get to be able to feel that little bit of fabric in between.
Mm-hmm. Which also means that I have no tags in any shirt ever. You want to see someone with hypersensitivity lose their shit? Put a tag in the back of their shirt.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that. I know of, like, getting overstimulated, but I've never heard of, like, that case of that.
Yeah, it was one of those things that, like, I had to look for a long time to figure that answer out. I could not figure it out whatsoever. And then my doctor who prescribed my medicine was like, "Oh, yeah, you suffer from this." I'm like, "What? Okay, cool." And absolutely, with any type of fetishist, Mission Island, you are 100% right. It's, you know, has to deal with wiring in your head. Something, you know, not necessarily wrong, but we all have wires in our brain that connect to this or that or the other. This latched on to, you know, the person's sexual drive, and forever, that's what they do. So,
it's really weird. Say it again, because I missed all of that.
Please tell me you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now. But you went, they...
Okay, so...
Wormhole.
with fetishists, most people who have a fetish, they are one-tracked. That's what mm-hmm. turns them on, and they can't help it. That's just how they're wired. And it's something to do with their biology, you know... biology. Same with like people who like to be flogged, tied up, stuff like that. It has to do something. That's just what connected in their brain. So that's a lot of fun.
In the brain pan.
In the brain pan. And as I was saying before, we had all our technical difficulties that we're still having, but we're ignoring for the sake of this podcast. Is this of all the fetishes that we have ever encountered on this podcast or even in my life, this is the most male driven one. There are no females that like this. Like, or naturally. Like, you know, some women are like, "Oh yeah, I'm into it, but I was introduced to it. Like, I didn't come to that conclusion on my own." Because, you know,
on my own? Please say I was the rest of that sentence.
Oh no. Please tell me you can hear me again. Not into it. There we go. Okay. Miss K, you are the exception that proves the rule.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. I keep jumping in and out for you guys. I'm... best episodes yet.
Nod at him, he'll think we're...
You still can't hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
I know exactly what you mean.
They can't hear me, guys! But my stream can hear me. Why can no one hear me? I just want
to
be
trying to say. Should we learn sign language, or am I doing like the right yard
sign language? He likes
my guest
and pointing downwards.
Can't
if he removes one ear, then he can tap his other ear and his forehead at the same time.
Okay, I think
the stream can hear me.
Sign language.
The stream can hear me. But Discord cannot hear me.
We can hear you on the stream. They can hear us on the stream. We just can't hear John. That's great.
they can hear him.
Can you hear me now?
And they can hear us. We can't hear him.
Oh no.
Hold on. Output five.
Just hold up a sign. Yes.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, yeah, the stream can hear us. And then all of a sudden, you guys can't hear me. And then my camera freezes. So I have apparently installed something. Did you not get the sign language? You can't hear me?
Yeah, and I said, like...
I can't read sign language. The only sign language I know is an invitation. Anyway, what was I saying beforehand? Oh, I was saying male generate. Please tell me you can hear me now.
Yeah, we can hear you. I was going to take over questions, but I didn't see the questions.
Let's see. Yeah, we can open up to questions. My camera froze again. That's cool.
That's a great face, though.
It is. I have frozen in the best faces, and I love it. And we're just going to let it go. I'm going to do a complete debug of my computer over the course for tomorrow. But we're going to ignore it. We're going to have fun. The audio listeners who listen to this podcast are going to be like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm real excited about it. So, anyway, typically, women don't like this fetish. It's men driven. And I haven't seen that in other fetishes. Like, I know men and women who both like to be flogged or flog somebody. I know men and women who... like bondage, BDSM, 90% of this fetish is male-driven, and I've always wondered why that is. And I think maybe it's just because here's the very important thing. It's not just, you know, a lot of men actually prefer wearing. Look at this beautiful censored picture. This is it's very
really
common.
Far.
Listen,
far.
I'm going to tell you right now, the editing to this, I edited it not just because it was a hot wiener, it was weird wiener.
Well, no, I'm talking about the stocking itself. That's all the way up.
That yeah, comes into that actually comes into a different element of this fetish, which is something we covered in the last episode with PVC. Like, people like to be completely encased in PVC.
Yeah.
It's body stocking, and they love, you know, with this fetish, full encasement. People get real obsessed with this stuff, and they want full encasement.
I've never seen that out of pantyhose.
Absolutely. That is several pairs. And I can tell you, to encasement, sound off like you got a pair, because I want to see if I'm just crazy in my research, but I don't think I am. So.
Interesting.
But it's actually very, very, very popular. You know, let's see, Tights Angel said, I don't like the feeling... the tights so high. Fair enough. But yeah, there's endless amounts in this fetish. I can't hear you guys now.
What? But we haven't said anything.
Yeah, we're just listening.
Oh, okay. Guys, don't do that to me. All right, there's two things you guys can't do right now. Is stand still or be silent for too long, because I am just sitting here like paranoid as hell. Because my camera has stopped for like the fifth time.
I'll give my two cents on it, on why I think it's more males from my experience. From what I've done so far, it is a lot of males that will message and approach me, and a lot of it comes down to just associating the pantyhose to an authoritative figure, and it tying into BDSM domination, because a lot of these people that have a pantyhose fetish also have a very big foot fetish. and feet is the most important thing on the horse's body. Worshiping feet is how they is how a woman is in control. It's about, you know, the man being a slave to the woman by kissing her feet and worshiping them. So that's why pantyhose is such a big fetish, is because it ties into so many different kinks.
Absolutely. I think this fetish, like all the fetishes we do, really branch into, it's like, you know, has many, many sister fetishes. In fact, I can tell you right now, every episode we have done so far, when researching them, pantyhose has been involved in every research. Our first episode was bondage. It's very popular, bondage. Second episode, giantess, which Ms. K was an episode with, and, you know, she completely agreed with everything you said, because it is dominating to look up and see that. Last week we did PVC, which usually you see that with dominatrix. They'll have, like, the pantyhose and the latex on and whatnot, so. Definitely.
Like, if you were to categorize these things, I think, like, pantyhose, socks, feet would be, like, the big middle, and then those would branch off into people's specific categories off of that.
Absolutely. And when searching any type of foot fetish, very, very popular in the foot fetish community. Very polarizing, though, because I will say, when looking at foot fetish, there are people who are like, it's got to be barefoot, or it's got to be regular socks, or it has to be pantyhose. Typically, they don't mix. It's one or the other. And I think that is a lot of people, you know, with pantyhose, I think, and nylons, I think it's just all big bag. I like it. It's cool. Some people have very strong opinions on what they prefer. But as a whole, this is one of those things where it's all good, bro. We like everything.
The people into this are very picky. They have a certain color, a certain style. You have to wear them a certain way. Like I said, it tying into foot fetish, your toes have to be a certain color. The pantyhose color, like, it's, some people are very, very picky about this.
I want to know our chat, if you had to pick your favorite color of pantyhose, what would it be? And I will read out the most popular pick at the end of this podcast. Also, if you have any questions for Miss Bandit, myself, or Nev is the treasure trove of all knowledge. He knows it's never been done ever. I know nothing.
I have no idea what was said, but...
Oh, God, can you not hear me again?
I can hear you now. You cut out just a little bit. Glossy nude.
Glossy nude is a popular one. Black. Mm-hmm. I like shiny. That's, I think that's my thing with pantyhose. I love shiny. Just glossy. Glossy is cool. It looks like it's not real. But I don't like leather because it squeaks. And I just feel like it doesn't breathe and you smell real bad in it. But pantyhose breathe. So you don't have that need to apply super layers of baby powder, right? I hope.
But you maybe need to contain your hair because pantyhose also rips hair.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, as somebody with this fetish, and or just regularly... cross-dress for funsies at parties. If you need to know whether or not you need to shave, wear a pair of pantyhose because your hair will stick out of it like a cacti. It's quite funny. I've dated people in the past where they're like, oh, I must have missed a spot because I have cacti right now. And I'm like, that's insane. What about you, Miss Bandit? Okay, so Nev, you said black. I'm going to go with black. Pick your favorite color, Miss Bandit.
I like the classic black, not the shiny black. I actually like the more cotton ones.
Tights black. I think that's what, matte black. That's it, matte black. All right, cool. So, if do we have any suntan? So also, yeah, suntan's a very popular one. A lot of people said white. I like it, very nurse. I always think, like, you know, old school nurses. Oh, I had a thing for them when I was a kid. Who knew? Who knew why? But now we know why, because of this cool podcast. And let's see. Do we have anything else to add to the subject as far as pantyhose go? I've been kind of harebrained because we're having technical difficulties, but I'm sure we're missing something. Nev, what are we missing?
We went over history.
We went over the history. Or wait, did we go over the history in the podcast that we're not talking about?
Yeah, we did.
That never existed. Or did we do it in the current one that's the only timeline? The history of
pantyhose. In the former timeline, we did history.
Okay. Because I know we're working on two timelines.
You brought up George Washington.
George Washington. Yeah, cool. Well, that's what they used to wear back then. When you look at the good old founding fathers, every one of them had white tights on. And then it became women's apparel in the, I want to say, 1800s? Late 1800s? No one knows that because I'm the only person who Googled it. I can't remember because my camera keeps breaking.
Probably whenever men made women start shaving.
Men, or they started wearing shorter dresses. Like I said, we have the 60s with miniskirts, flappers in the 1920s, 100 years ago. That's when I bet you stockings became really, really popular because you could see what was, you know, you could see legs. It was no longer, oh my God, I saw some ankle. I see that lady's knees. And I've seen some people's knees that are like, you don't need to show your knees. Mm-mm. And so it was probably very common to wear like nylons and stuff like that. And then people are going to get attracted to it. And you're going to have probably back then, 12 people had a hose fetish. Now it's hundreds of millions. If you look on FetLife, it is one of the more popular ones. Nev, you're looking away. Can you still hear me?
Yep. Way am I looking away? I was looking at a cat.
No, okay. Well, you looked away like, oh, I can't hear him now. All right. So, let's see. As I'm gay, I'm reading some questions or statements from the chat. Tice Angel says, as I'm gay, well, pansexual, I think men look really masculine in tights, shows everything, but not in a naked way, masculine legs and bulges. Well, if you look back at, like, anytime you did any type of Romeo or Juliet Shakespearean play or ballet, that was very common for men to wear stuff like that. And you...
Tights, yeah.
Dude, every superhero ever from comic books. You know, how many times have you heard the Joker say, don't get your tights... Batman. I think
I don't know if it sounded quite like that. Sure.
Yeah, I would never be able to play the Joker. I'm not.
Well, no, it was more the cutting out. But
am I back? Can you hear me? Oh my God. Mm. You can hear me, right?
Yep.
So you okay? Good deal. Cool. Yeah, like Tice Angel saying, Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, all in tights. The 1960s Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward, that dude was straight wearing pantyhose. I'm sorry, he was. There you go. That's where that fetish came from. You guys
Robin,
are messing with me.
Robin was wearing pantyhose.
You guys are messing with me. You can't hear me, can you?
I can hear you.
Bandit, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, crap. No one can hear me ever. The stream is going well.
Everything's going
I am bi, but will only be guys that are wearing. Yeah, women don't like to wear pantyhose. Most women. Don't at me. Most women do not like to wear them, as far as I've seen. It went at me. I got added last week for something I said. Don't do it again. Oh, oh yeah. I gave my opinion, and apparently my opinion was very wrong. And I'm okay being wrong.
Now, I'm curious, is it that most women don't like them because they were forced to wear them at one time, or...
I want to get Bandit's opinion on this because I am not a female and I've never been forced to wear them. That sounds kind of hot. You know, somebody forced me to do something. Might be my kink. Who knows?
I'm not sure why women... I guess the only thing I can think of why women would be against them is because it used to be, like, uniform. Like, in certain jobs, you had to wear... under, you know, and all that, and now we're going towards more women wearing pants and not needing that accessory anymore. But now it's, I don't know why you wouldn't like them now. I think they make your legs look great, and not really a reason to not wear them.
Listen, that's the great mentality to have. That's what we love to hear when anytime, you know, when especially when you're into that. No, I think the experience that I'm having from talking to women, it was I was made to wear this as a kid. I hated Sunday school because they'd always trap me in a dress and force me to wear them, and I just wanted to wear shorts and run around and be dirty, which is fine. You know, I have no problem with that. I don't believe anybody should ever be made to wear anything, or, you know, because that just sucks. I mean, I let my daughter dress herself all the time. She has horrible fashion sense.
I hated wearing them when I was younger, not as an adult, because I was stuck in that Sunday school wear dress and stockings, and then I was like, that's not me.
Yeah.
But now that I'm an adult, it's like, well, that's what I want to wear. Like, what's wrong with it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think a lot of that was just revolt. I want to stand against my parents, the current trends, or what's the word I'm looking for? Stand against, not the administration.
Establishment.
That's it, Nev. You made the word for me. So, I have, Mr. Nylon, heard the pantyhose song. It is a fun song. If you Google it, a comedian did it. It's actually a very funny, funny song. So I highly suggest, if you haven't, Google pantyhose song. It'll kill. God, you know, I'd be okay with my camera freezing if I wasn't making ridiculously stupid faces every time it happened. It just makes me think that my face is stupid.
It's not stupid, John.
I have a stupid face when the camera freezes. So, I'm just going to start making the stupidest faces I can. Maybe it'll freeze less. No, I'm just kidding. Didn't freeze that time.
Your mother saying, stop making that face. You know, it'll freeze that way.
I just hope our editor, Sean, is watching. Because I want him to highlight this episode every time we had a technical glitch. And I'm going to put a highlight episode of nothing but technical difficulties of this episode. It's been the best episode ever for that. I'm real happy. I'm happy. Bandit, I'm happy you could be here. You're the first time podcasting with us, and I know you're like, these guys have no idea what they're doing. It freezes every 30 seconds.
They said I was going on a podcast, and I'm just staring at a black screen half the time.
Yeah, listen. I swear we know what we're doing. We don't, but... I swear we're good at faking that we know what we're doing. Usually our shit doesn't break. Usually we're the incompetent ones, not the equipment. And I'm really mad that the equipment is being incompetent. And I blame...
Damn you.
I blame Shep. He's not here. So hashtag blame Shep. I froze again in another ridiculous face. Oh.
I like that face though.
So it went back. Nope. It went back to another face. It's cool. All right.
There must have been some, like, worshipping in the background. Like, please let this work. Please let this work.
Somebody
just leave it on whatever face and just.
Oh, I'm done now. I am absolutely leaving it on that face.
Next time, just pull a picture up of your face.
Oh wait.
This other podcast.
No, wait. I have something just for this. I absolutely have something for this, and I promised myself I wouldn't bring it to this podcast, but I'm doing it. Bringing it to this podcast.
Gosh,
Nev, you know what face it is.
Yeah, I know what face this is.
Let's see. For Snot Philotomous Bandit. There it is. The face. That's what this podcast was needing. The face. All right.
That's a fetish now. You know that, right, John?
It is a fetish. And on Monday, it'll be a shirt. All right. This is the time for our chat. If you have any questions for ourselves or our lovely host, we would love to hear from you. We'd also love any more opinions you have on the fetish. We're about to attempt to break out our wheel of fetish.
Break out.
And spin it.
Oh, fetish.
And Bandit, you've seen past episodes, right?
Oh, wheel. Break out.
Yeah.
So you know what our wonderful wheel of fetish is. It's our wheel where we pick the next fetish. The one thing we want you to do is there a fetish you want us to add to the wheel? Do you have any requests? We always let the guests pick a fetish if they want.
Shouldn't you tell her what's on the wheel before you ask her to pick one?
I pulled it up.
I just see what's on there.
I tell you what. Spin. Go to interact. I'm gonna spin it once. This is not one that counts. This is not our fetish. This is just me getting that stuff on there so it stops so you can read it. Ah.
Splashing.
It finally landed on splashing, which she's been wanting to forever.
Splashing.
We should probably keep that one, but
we might keep that one. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. So we have on there. Splashing. Splashing is exactly what it sounds like. You ever step in a rain puddle in your boots? Like, you know, when you're a kid and you're running around jumping in puddles? Guess what? That's a fetish. It's also like stepping on food, squishing stuff between your toes. Yep, you're a foot fetish model, so I'm sure before long you're going to get splashing, and then you can come back to this podcast to figure out what it is.
Finally on splashing, well, it doesn't count.
The pantyhose all ties into like feet fetishes and stuff, and that's like the main one, and then all of these stem off of that.
It really does. Okay, so on here we have, because when we eventually got the list, and if anybody's watching, you want to add something to our list, please comment it and I'll add it to the list. Yeah, just all you gotta do is post a comment and I will add it to the wheel. That's what I do. I have a website, I just type it in. So we have subdom, pegging.
Do you have fendom on
we
there?
Do. I was about to say subdom, pegging, fine. Is it fendom? FINDOM.
Yeah.
Financial domination.
Yep.
Adult baby, knife play, splashing, suspension. We've already covered pantyhose and nylons. Chastity, tickling, smoking, vor, balloons. CNC, which is consensual, non-consensual, incest, cross-dressing, furries, flogging, spanking, erotic asphyxiation, humiliation, cuckold, quicksand, fireplay, and feet. Lyrica. That's a good one to add. I will totally add that, Mr. Nylon.
Lycra? That's Lycra, not Lycra. It's just Lycra.
Lycra. Lycra. I've only read it. I've never said it out loud. I've never even heard it said out loud until you just said that. So
would that be also so Lycra, latex, spandex, and Zentai suits? Would you put that all under one? Or
I think so. I think I honestly think I would absolutely. We'll at least talk about it when that episode. So we'll do like Zentai suits. Mr. Nylon said not really. So
yeah,
we're not going to mix those two.
Lycra is like yoga pants.
Yoga pants. Okay, I can get behind that fetish. You say yoga pants, I'm making the face that's currently displayed on my camera. mustache and all. So, is there anything you'd like to add, Miss Bandit, before we spin?
Get behind.
No, my favorite's the fandom, because right now I'm branching off to humiliation to get into the fandom stuff.
Okay.
So, I'd like hearing about like that stuff.
Ooh, Lady Fair, hair fetish. That's a good
hair fetish?
Hair fetish. Yep. That is definitely a fetish. They had that in an episode of Scrubs. But, yeah, fandom seems to be a very popular one that I had never even heard of until starting doing this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I had never. Listen, I'm always a broke-ass. Listen, I'm a broke-ass sucker. I ain't got no money. You can't financially dominate me.
But yeah, it's not for broke people. That's
yeah,
their thing.
Come on. I'm a streamer, guys. We don't make that. We don't make them big bucks. You know, speaking of which,
humiliation is the broke man's fandom.
Speaking of which, there we go. If you want me to be able to get into fandom, go to our merch store and buy something, and I will totally get into that fandom fetish and be able to spend my money.
Paying other people to tell you what to do.
Paying other people to tell me what to do, I guess. But yeah, now that I've looked into it more, I'm like, okay, I can understand this one very much. So, all right. Well, let's see.
There's
let's
also
go ahead and
nylon suits and cocoons. I guess. Yeah. I just like her can be cycling gear, Zentai, wrestling suits.
So we have some contention in our group. You know what? I like that. I think we will cover all of that in one episode and talk about people's differences in that, because even just like the pantyhose episode we talked today, people either like pantyhose,
like an Igor Igor episode,
thigh highs, fishnets. I mean, it's all good, bro. It's all good. They all go on the legs. We like the legs. We like the feet. Totes a leg, man.
I like the legs, especially where they go up and they connect. Great.
Who doesn't love a good butt and some pantyhose? It's cool. All right, we're gonna spin our wheel, and I'm gonna add after this episode. I'm going to add all the ones you guys suggested. So let's see what we're doing for next episode. It's going to be a good one. Oh, so close.
Hey, it was so close to twice.
Where are we at? I want to say that's Fendom. You know what we're going to do? We're going to zoom that sucker in. Let's see. Oh, we were just talking about it. We're at Fandom. So what you're saying, Bandit, we need to have you back next week because you know about this.
I know about it, but I'm not an expert. Like I said, I'm in the first step of getting into that, which is humiliation. But I haven't met any rich CEOs that want to lavish me in gifts.
Wow. I doubt you'll meet any one of them on this podcast.
Is a wish list all prepared for that, though? I mean,
yeah, you should definitely have a wish list. I'm afraid finding a guest on this is going to cost me too much money.
They might ask you to pay them before you can talk to them. I'm going to let you know that.
Offer them advertising.
I do. I contacted you. I said you could promote on our thing, right?
Yeah.
I think I said that. I don't remember. I don't. Listen, do you know what I do on Sunday morning when I wake up? I just start tweeting and Instagramming people saying...
Oh, I usually open my eyes first.
Nope.
That's cool.
I'm still asleep when it happens. How does one make money on Instagram? I don't have one.
I don't know. I've often wondered that with the influencers and the fandoms, and they all just making all this money, and I'm like...
Well, we have a Miss Bandit here who has an Instagram who does stuff. Does she know? Do you know, Miss Bandit? Because I don't feel like anybody's going to pay me to see my Instagram.
Yeah, you just got to advertise yourself. Like I said, a lot of them do, like, you have to pay me $20 in order for you to talk. So that's how they get their money. If you have the money to drop on something like that, then you have the money to spend on a woman to take care of your finances.
Absolutely, I liked it. See, so it's a lot of customs, isn't it? It's like a it's a free OnlyFans with customs, and that's how you get the money. Is say you want to see something, or you want me to do something special for you? Cash at me this.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. I have what I have, but like, if you want something custom from me, you like the way I look, you like the way I, you know, the nylons that I have, then you just tell me what you want and I'll do it. I'm pretty open-minded. I even like do the funny stuff, like, you know, getting my feet dirty and showing you a picture. I'm like, I'll go run through some mud. Why not?
That's actually a very popular fetish. The mud, dirty, wham. I think we're going to cover that when we do the quicksand episode. I also have that. It's called tips. So if you look at the link in the chat, you can always tip. Or, you know, again, purchase. We have a new shirt in the store. Our gamer safe word. So check out the store. I know, it covers you. I'm sorry. I usually...
No,
you should put the her up there and then me down there, and then that would, you know.
See, usually that's where, you know, I'm still working on the... Shut up, guys. You can't see that I'm pouting right now. You just see my goofy mustache face. And there's going to be some... We always have new shirts come out on Monday for Don Daring 101.
New shirt Monday?
New shirt Monday. It's going to be good. I'm not saying it's going to feature the face you currently see for me, but it's definitely going to feature the face you're currently seeing for me.
Oh, good thing you didn't say that.
I didn't say that, so no one knows. Secret. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the stream. Again, if you liked it, if you're a big fan of Penios, follow us at Dinks and Kinks. I'm Dinks with Kinks. I am absolutely going to post the pictures we shared. I'm going to send a link out for Bandit's Instagram. So follow her, check out her stuff. It is fantastic material she is. Thank you so much for coming out and being okay with all the technical difficulties. Don't tell everyone that you just were on the shittiest podcast in the world. Tell them only you were on like the second shittiest podcast in the world, okay?
Yeah, we're at least one above the shittiest.
One above. The shittiest one above just shittiest.
Stopped right after the first thing, you know, like that. No, we're done.
Yeah. The first part of this episode was the shittiest. This is the second shittiest because we made it to the end. Just saying. If you're listening to...
Just barely.
If you're watching it, I mean, if you're listening to the audio version, please rate the podcast. Tell us what you think. Send us requests. Follow us on Twitch.
Bad names. He loves that.
Absolutely make fun of me. For all my technical difficulties. Thank you, everyone, for staying through all of those. I'm going to go fix my computer. Actually, I'm going to go cry. Then I'm going to fix my computer.
Don't cry into the computer, though.
I'm not going to cry into the computer. I have my crying corner over there.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to see if my cam works one last time. Look at that.
I'm going to drink the rest of the night and celebrate my birthday.
Is today your birthday?
Have a great birthday for the rest of your birthday.
Happy birthday! Oh my God, we would have sung to you. I would have... Oh.
We can still sing to her. I mean,
happy
right
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That's all we can sing before we get sued. That's right. Thank you so much for joining us for your birthday. I mean, God, now I feel even worse for having all these technical difficulties. Or maybe your birthday is cursed. How old are you now? Wait, never ask a woman that.
Well, I'm 24, so I'm still at the age where you can ask that.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll go with that. Happy birthday is public domain now. Listen, Sean, I just didn't want to go through the whole song. I'm lazy. I'm frustrated. I'm defeated. I want to go to my crying corner and cry it out.
I can't blame you. My friend lit my birthday candles, and she put like 20 on there, and she lit 4. And she was like, that's all you get.
Yeah. I mean, just listen. You get to that certain age, and you're just not making that effort no more. You're like, here we go. That's all I'm willing to do. I have researched all week long with this podcast. It's been a fun. This has actually been my favorite episode so far because technical difficulties are great. They build character. I'm lying. Mm-hmm.
We're giant characters now.
Yeah. And it's sad is I have been most excited for this episode because we finally covered a fetish that was mine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
have... You didn't even say what you liked about the fetish.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I'm a raccoon. I love soft, shiny material. It looks fantastic. Yeah. Touch some butts.
So just like looking at it and not wearing it?
I wear them. Occasionally. Special occasions. You gotta get freaky with it.
Is there a rhinestone fetish? Like a bedazzled butthole fetish?
Oh.
I'm sure there is.
I know what I'm Googling tomorrow. After saving
buttholes,
actually, I'm going to Google that while I'm in my crying corner. Wait, vajazzled is a thing, right?
Vajazzled is a thing. I don't know if bejazzled
would it be angizzled? If you really want to know, tweet us at Dinks with Kinks. What you think bedazzled buttholes, what would that be called?
Betazzled.
I will say this, Halloween will be a pre-taped episode. I know Halloween's falling on a Saturday. We're going to do a special episode for that. I'm not announcing what it is, but it'll be a surprise. Don't know if we'll have any guests. Thank you so much for joining us, Miss Bandit. Have a good rest of your birthday.
Yes, I hope you enjoy all the things you got to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen hoes with the rhinestones. You're going to have to show me that, Mr. Lylon. And we're going to have to come up... Mr. Allen's also a streamer. He's on Twitch. We're going to do some streams together. It's going to be fun. I've made friends doing, you know, looking at the Discord. So mm-hmm. I found my home, okay? I am off to that home as soon as I fix my computer. Anyway, y'all have a great night. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Again, follow us, like us, tweet us, resubscribe, all the fun stuff. We will see you guys tomorrow night for Blue Skirt Boys Gaming. Indeed. Where we're going to do something fun.